Imagine finding out a massive 100 megawatt digital fortress is moving in right next door.
Yeah, that is a pretty scary thought for anyone.
Right. I mean, your first instinct is to worry about this giant building. But what if the real threat to your property value isn't the data center itself, but, the hidden infrastructure required to feed it?
Exactly, and that's the real issue we're looking at today.
Yeah, so our mission for this deep dive into the source material is to cut through the zoning noise. We want to explain exactly what Greensboro's new 180-day data center moratorium actually means for you if you live or, if you're looking to buy near one of these proposed mega project sites.
So the clock on this pause officially started on August 18th, 2026, and it runs until February 14th, 2027.
Okay, so a strict 6-month window.
Right. And during this window, the Greensboro City Council basically isn't accepting or approving any new development applications for data centers, provided they require more than 10 megawatts of power.
And that 10 megawatt line is super crucial. I mean, it is the dividing line between a standard corporate server room, what the industry calls a colocation facility, and a massive industrial factory.
That's a really good way to picture it, yeah.
So the small facilities tucked quietly into existing office parks, they aren't affected at all.
Mm.
But the geographic boundary is where people are really getting tripped up.
Oh, definitely. The city lines matter here.
Because this pause only applies inside Greensboro city limits. So if you're tracking that proposed DC BLOX facility over by Piedmont Parkway with its 18 megawatt target, well, that sits in High Point, so it is entirely unaffected.
Right. Crossing a municipal line changes everything. And, the reason Greensboro went with a 180-day pause instead of just a permanent ban comes down to North Carolina state law.
Oh, so they couldn't just ban them outright, even if they wanted to.
Exactly. Municipalities simply cannot outright ban illegal land use. They can zone, they can add conditions, and they can temporarily pause to study grid and water impacts.
Which is exactly the legal compromise Greensboro is executing here.
You hit the nail on the head.
So the city gets 6 months to study the impacts. But let's say I'm living a half mile down the road from a permitted site like the Dream Center at Gateway Research Park. I'm already worried about what I'm actually dealing with physically.
Sure, that makes sense.
Because the general assumption is that your property values tank and the industrial noise is just deafening.
Well, the data actually contradicts that assumption completely.
Wait, really?
Yeah, peer-reviewed research shows that beyond a half mile, assuming there is a mature tree buffer in place, a data center has no measurable effect on property prices.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
And the noise issue is rapidly changing too. Older facilities used thousands of these massive roaring industrial fans to blow cold air across the servers.
Yeah, those are super loud.
They are. They could hit 55 to 70 decibels at the property line. But modern sites, like the Dream Center, pump coolant directly to the hot computer chips. So no fans basically means a massive drop in noise.
Okay, I get the mechanics of liquid cooling, but let's be real here. If you're a buyer, seeing a mega facility on the master plan next door still creates this massive psychological barrier, regardless of the internal cooling tech.
Oh, absolutely. The anxiety is real, but buyers are often terrified of the wrong problem.
What do you mean?
The building itself isn't the true sleeper risk. These hyperscale sites require monumental amounts of electricity, which means Duke Energy has to build entirely new substations.
Right. The massive grid upgrades needed just to turn the lights on.
Exactly. Those substations require large tracts of land, really aggressive tree clearing, and new transmission easements cutting right through neighborhoods.
Nice.
Yeah, that is what permanently alters the sight lines and the overall character of a residential area.
So if buyers are staring at the main building but completely missing the substations, they are totally misdiagnosing their real estate risk.
100%.
Knowing this, if I'm trying to sell a house right now near one of these Greensboro sites, this moratorium actually sounds like a great shield. Like, I can tell nervous buyers, look, the city is locking things down and setting tougher standards. It's an incredibly useful marketing tool.
It is, provided you back it up with proactive data.
Right, you need the proof.
Yeah, so if you are selling a home within 1,000 feet of a proposed site, buyers will still try to use that proximity to reprice your home by like 2 to 5%.
So how do sellers fight that?
Sellers need to offer full disclosure and have third-party noise readings ready to neutralize those low-ball offers.
That's smart.
And if you are on the other side of the transaction as a buyer, do not just vet the data center. Have your agent pull the master site plan and actively trace out where those future transmission lines and substations are actually going to go.
Yeah, you definitely have to look past the architecture and map out the power grid. Well, before we wrap up, consider this final piece of the puzzle. Neighboring Alamance County is currently considering its own 6-month moratorium, and Yadkin County is looking at a full 1-year pause.
Wow, that's a pretty big shift.
Right. So is Greensboro just the first domino to fall in a massive region-wide rezoning of the entire Piedmont? Keep a close eye on your local county boards. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.